Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today we're diving into something that might sound counterintuitive: silence and solitude. You know those moments when your mind feels like a runaway train, buzzing with thoughts, DDoS, and anxieties. Ever feel like you just need a freaking pause button? Well, guess what? Silence and solitude aren't just for monks on mountaintops. They are powerful tools for sharpening our focus, calming our minds, and actually achieving the clarity we all crave. Here's the deal. Our brains are wired to be constantly stimulated. We're bombarded with notifications, emails, social media feeds. It's a constant barrage. This can lead to mental fatigue, stress, and yeah, that feeling of never truly being present. But silence? Silence is like hitting the reset button on your brain. It gives your mind space to breathe, process, and recharge. So, how do we actually embrace this concept? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Silence isn't just about being alone. It's about creating intentional quiet spaces in your day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Turn off those notifications, step away from the screen, and just be with yourself. You know that feeling when you're walking through nature and you can truly hear the birds chirping and the wind rustling? That's silence doing its magic. Make meditation your best friend. I know, it might sound intimidating. But trust me, it doesn't have to be some mystical ritual. Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Just focus on your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and let go of the urge to control them. Unplug regularly. We're all glued to our devices these days, but constantly being connected can drain our mental energy. Schedule regular and plug time, no phones, no screens, just you and your surroundings. Go for a walk in the park, read a book, or simply sit and enjoy the quiet. Practice mindful activities. Think cooking, gardening, playing an instrument, anything that requires focused attention. When you engage in these activities, you're training your brain to be present and less reactive to distractions. Remember, solitude isn't selfish, it's essential. We all need time alone to recharge, reflect, and connect with ourselves. Don't feel guilty about carving out this space for yourself. It's an investment in your mental well-being and ultimately makes you a better friend, partner, and colleague. Think about that last stressful day. You had probably felt like your brain was on overdrive, right? Imagine if you could hit the pause button, take a few deep breaths, and just let things settle for a moment. That's the power of embracing silence and solitude. It's not about escaping from life. It's about creating space within yourself to navigate it with more clarity and calm. Ever felt stuck in a creative rut? Like you just couldn't come up with any new ideas, no matter how hard you tried? Well, I know this one guy who was struggling exactly with that. He was a writer, but he was hitting a major wall. He decided to take a week off, unplug from everything, and go hiking in the mountains. No phone, no internet, just him and nature. And guess what? By the end of the week, he came back feeling refreshed and inspired, with pages and pages of new ideas flowing out of him. See, sometimes we need to step away from the noise and clutter of our everyday lives to truly hear the whispers of our own creativity and intuition. That's where silence and solitude come, and they give us the space to connect with ourselves on a deeper level and unlock that hidden potential within. So remember, embracing silence isn't about shutting yourself off from the world. It's about tuning into your inner voice. It's about creating space for clarity, focus, and self-discovery. So go ahead, experiment with these tips, find what works for you, and start reaping the rewards of a quieter, more focused mind. Ready to put this into action? Start small, even just 5 minutes of silence today can make a difference. Share your thoughts on how you're going to embrace silence in your life. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, clarity awaits. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.